Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about her.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love, and I'm also the sleepy DC Love, Barbara. I don't know what happened, but Spirit had me up quite, you know, I guess like most of that night. I feel like I had maybe 2 hours sleep, my goodness. But I'm here, and it's all good, Barbara. I'm still here. And I have to say, my journey, you know, is a really crazy kind of journey. I guess it resonates with my energy. But I, you know, I watched The Long Island Medium with my niece Kelly, and while watching it, they must have had, like, I think they had a marathon on that day. We watched maybe like 4 or 5 episodes, and I was laughing. Kelly was laughing. I said, oh, my gosh, you know what? I would love to do something like this. Well, lo and behold, the universe was listening. And the next thing I knew, I had sugar cookies flying off our countertops. My cell phone began to text me. And it was my cousin's friend from the other side. And Spirit really sat on me, like, to get my attention. I was like, oh, my gosh, get up. I can't breathe. So it was a crazy, you know, start to this journey. But it propelled me to where I am today. And I'm so blessed to be here. My goodness. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. But some of the really cool, you know, things about my journey is how I got my education. It wasn't done in a conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven, and I've been there actually a few times, sometimes visiting loved ones and other times attending schools of higher learning. And this is where I'm able to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I did discover there are higher levels of consciousness as well as healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed my life forever. I did discover that I had a strong connection with Spirit, and since then, I've never looked back. I traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. As well, I channel and bring forth divine guidance from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, the one and only Joan Rivers. She and I first connected when she was in a coma, and I was walking past the TV, and she said, hey, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? I'm like, I'm thinking, are you talking to me? I said, lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find someone else. Well, it was like 5 hours later, 6 hours later, she came back, and that's where she threatened me. And that began our, you know, our crazy journey together. So we've been together ever since, and it took me quite a while. It wasn't easy, but I did discover that this really is a divine connection that I have with Joan. And in doing so, she's left the door open. And those on the other side, they walk through it quite often. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, it gives me the ability to relate and work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. And some of the clients I have, they were recommended by people on the other side. So go figure. It's really crazy. But my journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't want it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here and to bring my unique, you know, messages and healing to everyone. But my purpose basically is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed and activate. I remembered all three. I'm so proud of myself. Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, an Akashic Records technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it actually is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that's one of the ways you can find her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that site. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to reach everyone, and it was written by Suzanne Gulshner. Dear angels, help me plant my feet firmly in this physical world, even as I stretch my soul into the unending vastness of the light. Inspire in me a love of personal development with which to ground myself within my physical body. Help me create a deeper connection with this earth on which I live. Help me build stamina for the spiritual and physical journeys ahead by finding sure footing where I stand in this moment on this earth. Guide me as I learn new ways to serve, not only this physical world, but also the light. Share with me a love of the earth and of the universe, where all the angelic hosts invite us to live within the light. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that was the beautiful little prayer. And I wanted to share something that I saw while I was checking out my local weather. This was a while ago. And recently we did have a tornado like in the area, so I probably should check my weather a little bit more, Barbara. Because when we had the tornado, I was at a pizza place having pizza, and my husband and I basically did get caught in the tornado, but we were able to make it home. So this is what I saw while I was checking my local weather. And I thought it was really amazing. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in the future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever, because believing that the dots will connect on the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. So I thought that was so, so amazing. Okay, and I do have another little message. Okay, we have Mother Mary coming forward, and she's saying, "Hello, beloveds. I lovingly come before you today to help you to surrender all the burden that you are carrying. Your prayers have been heard, and it is now time to allow heaven to come in and assist you. There have been times when you have become completely overwhelmed. Allow myself, the angels, and God to work things out for your greater good. Accept the Lord's help as he guides you through the darkness. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Hand over all your worries to the angels as divine intervention begins and hearing on all levels. Follow the guidance that you are given. And the first thought that comes to mind is what needs to be addressed first and then healed. You will feel my love and safety surround you. Honor yourself and take care of your needs. Nurture your inner child and never lose hope. Stay strong knowing that God has a plan and allow it to become your strength. And never worry. Invite peace and joy to replace any negative thoughts that you have. Have faith that everything will be resolved through God's infinite wisdom. Beloveds, love is always the answer. Embrace my love as it begins to transform your life. And I will be beside you, lovingly supporting you and uplifting you every step of the way. Remain in a state of gratitude and be open to receiving blessings and miracles as they will begin to unfold. And call upon me today as I will compassionately guide you to create and manifest your heart's desires. And I also am here today to awaken you, really to awaken you to my powerful healing energy. It is now time for you to connect your heart with mine. Allow my love to permeate every fiber of your being. Beloveds, breathe in my love, and you will feel my presence. Also, you will feel the healing angels that are surrounding you. And if you call upon me, I will also compassionately comfort you. Sit peacefully as this powerful flow of beautiful love and light surrounds you. Relax and be open to receiving this amazing energy. Breathe it into the center of your being as you feel your heart become with my loving presence. Breathe out all the heaviness and pain and that which no longer serves you, replacing these feelings with divine love. Each and every day, remind yourself that love is always the answer, no matter your question. I am always with you. You need only think of me, and you will feel my loving presence. Beloveds, today is a new day. Welcome its blessings, and allow them to flow into every aspect of your life. Become peaceful as my divine love uplifts and empowers you. Affirm all is well, and let my love guide you through this beautiful day. I love you, Mother Mary. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you. They were wonderful.
It's really funny, too. I posted, I just saw something, I don't even know where it came from. If you need a miracle, call me. I'm a specialist, God. I mean, well, that's cool. I mean, I think within 5 minutes they had like 20 people that loved it. And then I had a woman say, sorry, but I don't have to share a Facebook post to invite, you know, for God to do good things in my life. And I was laughing, like, I don't understand, like, why people have to be like that, Barbara. I don't know. So there's something that she's got a fear of. I don't know what it is. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we all have lots of fear, so that's
what yeah, it's her fear.
Yeah,
we sure are. But I just thought that was so pretty because it was real sparkly, the message, and like, oh, my goodness, it just so resonates. And it did resonate with so many people. But
good.
Those are my messages. Like I said, the one that I got while, you know, checking out my weather, I better start checking the weather more often. I wouldn't have gone out of the house for pizza. In the midst of a hurricane, a tornado coming in. My goodness.
See, if you lived in Oklahoma, you would have still gone for the pizza. And if your phone started beeping saying the tornado was close, you would have run outside to see it.
Well, you know, the phone kept, like, beeping. Everybody's, I think, there might have been, like, 50 people in the restaurant and 50 phones were going off.
Uh-huh.
I was waiting for my pizza. I figured, you know what? If I'm going to go, I'm going to go satisfied. I'm going to have my pizza on the way, Barbara. You know? I'm
hey,
taking it with me. So
me.
I said, can I have it to go? And that's what we did.
Oh.
And I actually did see it coming in because we were driving home, like, while it was starting. So
mm-hmm.
I got a first-hand view as well. It was like watching a movie and eating pizza. It was great.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so here is the message from Jesus. We want you to understand that one of the things that holds so many of you back is you resist. You resist what you actually desire to have in your life. If someone were to ask you what you wanted, you would tell them, I want this, this, and this, but, and then you would tell them all the resistance that you have put in place to keep your desires from coming to you. Because that's what you're doing. And sometimes your resistance is so cleverly worded that it sounds like a positive statement. But it's not. It's how you are actually holding your desires away from you. It could be the belief that you don't have the ability to create, which is completely absurd because you create all the time. You always have and you always will. It's a power that you were given and it's never been taken away from you. But some of you have the belief that you can't create, that you can ask God for something and if God decides you're good enough, then God will create it for you. But the reality is that God has given you the power to create. And God does not judge what you create. We have often told you to look at your life and to see what is there. And if you do not find what you truly desire, then look at your beliefs. Look at the ways that you are resisting your own gifts, your own love, your own beauty, your own power. Some of you do it because you're afraid. You're afraid that if you ever stopped resisting and you started creating this wonderful, magical life, and then something went wrong, you wouldn't know what to do. And so to keep yourself from ever having to experience that, you don't allow yourself to live that wonderful, magical life. Because you don't believe that it will stick around. That's your resistance. Some of you believe that you can have everything that you desire one day. But you never specify when one day is. One day never comes. That's how you resist. By always making it something that can only happen in the future, knowing that the only place you live is right now, in this moment. We want you to start looking at how you are resisting your own life, how you are resisting your own desires, how you are resisting your own greatness. It's part of how you wake up. You stop resisting. You start allowing. You start accepting. You start being. Now. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
My pleasure. And so now we invite everyone who has a question or would like a message to call in. The number is 646-716-5045. And when you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that lovely symbol appears on the studio board and I know that you have a question. Because if you don't press the number 1, we will just let you listen as long as you want to listen. But if you really want to get some answers in your own life, press the number 1. Okay, DC. We're at that point again where no one wants to press the number 1.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's a crazy energy day. You know?
Ah, that could be. Okay.
Yeah,
we've got a one.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we have a caller who's pressed the number one. So we will go to the caller from my favorite number, 1111111111. Hello, who's this?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going our way, and I'm so excited.
We're excited, too, that you called in. And while you were calling in, Ginger was, she was commenting back to the lady that got offended, you know, about the post. If you need a miracle, you know, call me, I'm a specialist. And when I looked, she came from a group that had all messages about God. So so I was laughing, and Ginger said, Bob, I'll take care of it.
And, you know, I was supposed to let make you aware that I like that message myself. I put a like or a heart or something.
Yeah, but the funny part is the lady that had the issue with it was actually, I was in a group, I don't know how I got there, a group of people that just post all these God posts, and that was just like a beautiful pick-me-up, I felt, you know, for today. So Ginger just sent her like a message back. And she's saying, guys, it's morning with Jesus. That's as far as I'm going to go.
I hear you. I feel you. And at least she read it, perhaps. At least she read it. A lot of people don't even read, which is a whole nother story for another time.
Yeah, but I don't know how I got in this group. It's a crazy group of people. I don't know, you know.
Somebody
so
probably
Queen, I'm getting,
invited you or put you in it. Somebody put
yeah,
you.
I don't know. But, I mean, I didn't post it in the group. I posted it on my page and things. So it was a little crazy, but what I'm seeing is Ginger say, Mom, look at Queen. She's standing there. And she said, Queen, you're standing and you're looking at your path and you're not sure which way to go. So she's saying, what is causing the uncertainty? She said, all you have to do is, like, really, like, you know, stand there, notice, and you're going to see there's going to be signs. And, you know, if you, you know, just stand there and relax, people are going to come in. They're going to help you. There's going to be, you know, ideas, and you're going to get, like, repetitive messages. And you're going to get all of this until you really actually do notice everything. So
Okay. Even
if you don't know it, Ginger's saying, Queen, you are on the right path towards what you are wanting. And she's saying, Queen, follow that sign, because that one says success is on the horizon. So she wants you to follow that sign.
Okay.
Headed towards success. Okay, and I feel maybe you were like a little bit confused, because now we have Archangel Shamuel coming in, and Shamuel is here to really to heighten your awareness, Queen, of who you truly are. Okay? And he's saying, my beloved, I am pouring loving energy into your heart, into your soul, into your mind to help, you know, help you on your path right now to connect with abundance of love, peace, and joy. And he's saying, I am here as well to provide a path for you. It's sort of, I'm getting, I don't know why, Queen, but Ginger's saying, look at the path, Mom, read the sign. It says Queen is on a path of fear. And Ginger is standing next to Shamuel, and they're in agreement that, you know, you are here, you have this beautiful divine purpose. And sometimes it feels a little cloudy because you don't see like the best path that you're supposed to be on. Okay? And Ginger has a fan and she's blowing it in your face. And what she's doing, Queen, actually, she's blowing away all the confusion. So she's saying, Queen, I'm here for you. I'm here. I'm going to help you deal with, you know, whatever you're going through. And she's just saying, like, just relax. Let the love come in. And look at all that you've accomplished. You are so amazingly beautiful. And show that inner beauty to the world, Queen. Okay, so Shamuel and Ginger are there in regard to your life purpose. And they want you to go in the right direction where there is no fear. Okay,
wow.
So I don't know where the little bit of fear, a little bit of confusion. I don't know where that came from. Okay. Let me see. And Ginger's saying, here, Queen, here's a beautiful stone for your crystal. It's called Blue Adventurine. I don't know if you have any.
I do.
Okay, well, you know, she's saying, get it out, girlfriend, because it really helps you, like, with awareness and insight, and it calms any kind of stress. It helps with communication. I mean, she's saying it's a really great stone, Queen. You know, get it out and really start working with this one. And she's saying a great place to put it would be over your third eye or your throat area, throat chakra, either or. And she's saying it's going to help you to stay calm, and it's going to help as well to, like, enhance your communication, and it's going to help you on your path, is what she's showing me.
You know,
okay,
I am compelled to say, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Even though those messages came forward, those are the words that are coming from within me. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. My path
right.
is lit before me, and I will choose my path of it before me. I just wanted to express that because three different sources saying that. And the first time I said, okay, I hear that. The second time, you know, I hear that. And the third time, I hear that. But my spirit, which is what guides me ultimately, has
Queen, I don't feel like you're on it. Like, I don't think there's any evil to fear. I think that you fear how amazing you are. It's not evil. It's just you fear, you know, who you are becoming, how amazing you are. No, Jackson. And I just, you know, I see that you're surrounded with all your angels, and this journey is so amazing, but you are this beautiful goddess queen, and you've got to really resonate with it, okay? And we have a beautiful goddess stepping forward, and she's saying, Queen, I'm here to help you to really have the divine strength that you need to go forward, okay? And this beautiful goddess is, let me see what her name is. I'm trying to, Parvati, the goddess of devotion. And I guess her name means she who is of the mountain. And I feel like with her by your side that you can move mountains, Queen. Okay?
Yes.
And she's so amazing. She's very soft. She's very gentle and nurturing. And she can be, like, soft, but she can be powerful. Okay? So this beautiful mountain goddess is helping you to have, like, the strength that you need. Okay? To go forward. And she's going to help you to transform, you know, whether it's something that, like I said, you know, you're not seeing clearly, or to help you to just open up and release, you know, that fear. Because I'm getting, like I said, you have a fear of how powerful you really are. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. And she's going to help you to just reach, you know, sort of like the next level on your journey. Okay, and letting go of anything, you know, that's holding you back, okay? And to show you that, like, there's nothing to be afraid of, there's no, like, let go of attachment. And letting go of illusions that you are not this powerful and amazing, Queen. Okay?
I heard that.
Have you been painting lately? Because she's standing there, she's painting. So I don't know, have you been doing any more of your beautiful artwork?
Not in the form of paintings, but I was looking at one of my pieces that was calling me, like, to the canvas. So soon come.
Okay. Okay, so I have, like I said, there's nothing evil around you at all, like you said, but there's a fear of you becoming that powerful, amazing goddess that you are.
You know, it's interesting how we play with words. And in my expression mm-hmm. of that, I fear no evil, in that I could have said I fear no lower vibrations. And that is evil to me, is the opposite of live. It is, if you play with the word play, I chose to say the word play, live in evil. And that was what I was expressing to you and through me from what I was feeling. And that for me to affirm and to stand in my power of who I am, no matter what is being spoken to me, for my knowing that I fear no evil. I have no fear is even better, better said. But I also want to say my gratitude for the opportunity to, even though the sources of information and inspiration are of high, high vibrations, that within me are the keys and the elements to take me where I will go on my path. And my vision, I just took my glasses off. I love it. My vision is getting better. I love it. Better and better, moment by moment, that I can see clearer the path that is the path that are before me that I will travel.
Right, and I still see that path before you, Queen, and you're standing at a crossroads. Because you have to align with the truth, you know, with what you believe within, and that'll take you on that path. Okay, so there's something within you that is not like in perfect alignment, Queen. And it's just something that's there that needs to just rise, and to, you know, you need to let go of it so that you can be in perfect alignment, okay? So what I want to do is I want to invite Barbara in, okay? And just, like, we're going to go from there and just see what Barbara, you know, is picking up, because I'm getting, like, there's all these signs around you. My goodness. And like I said, I'm seeing physical signs. I'm seeing angels, Ginger and Jonah. They're in the car. They're beeping. So they're all trying to help you, but you're noticing all these signs, okay? So there's something going on, and you're just not, like, you're not getting, like, any of these beautiful signs, okay? To really give you, like, the clarity that you need, okay? So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and see what she's picking up, Queen, okay?
I will be open to seeing clearer even and receiving more. Anointed One, I'm going to put myself on hold. There's an important call that keeps coming through, and I'll be back shortly.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to do some work having to do with resistance when Queen gets back.
Yes, she doesn't realize she is resisting a little bit, you know, and yeah.
Sometimes we hide our resistance from ourselves.
Yes.
And we don't actually believe we're resisting. If anybody said we were resisting, we'd say, no, we're not. I'm not resisting, but... And anytime you put that but in there, you're talking about your resistance.
Yes, and Ginger is saying she doesn't want to have conflicts with her higher self and Barbara. She's saying, no conflict. Oh, my gosh, this is funny. But, I mean, I was actually saying, like, physical signs and angels and, like I said, Joan and Ginger. So there was quite a bit of signs, my goodness.
Well, that's okay, because we can let that stuff go.
Jackson is asking, he has a question. Ask Aunt Barbara. Say what happened.
Nothing.
He wants to know why she's resisting, Barbara. He's asking, what happened, Aunt Barbara? What happened?
Because she's human, and humans resist. That's what we do.
Good, Jack. She's human. Is that good enough?
Hi.
Good. He's saying it's good, Aunt Barbara.
Oh.
I think Jackson's getting ready to do a couple readings soon, right, Jackson? He's supposed to be watching cartoons, Barbara, and he's listening to Aunt Barbara's, you know, your beautiful readings. So he just wanted to know with Queen, what happened.
Okay, I think that she's back now. Are you back now?
I am back. Thank you for holding space for me. I couldn't really hear all that was being said because I was on the other line for a phone call that must have come in 5 times, and I said, it must be important, but you know what? It wasn't important to me. Now, that's symbolic. That's a sign. I answered. I responded to the person, you know, wanting to speak to me and wanting to give me a message because they kept being persistent that, okay. But it wasn't, you know, I could have waited. It wasn't important. I'll take that. I'll take that as a sign. Anyway, okay, anointed one, thank you.
Okay, so we are going to do some dear innate statements having to do with resistance. So, here we go. Dear innate, I release the need to resist my greatness.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my greatness.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my clarity.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my clarity.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my understanding.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my understanding, my inner standing.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my knowing.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my knowing.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to resist my life.
Dear innate, I release all resistance now.
Dear innate, I release all resistance now.
Take a nice deep breath. It feels
It feels, I'm not sure how it feels.
Okay.
Resistance. Resistible. I'm not sure how I'm feeling about what I said.
Okay. Something there. Hold on. Let me see if they're going to tell me what it is. Oh. Dear innate, I release the resistance to being wrong.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being wrong.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being right.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being right.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being loved.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being loved.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. So the group of three goddesses that comes into your life and talks to you on occasion is here now, and they have a message for you. We want you to let go. We really want you to let go. You do amazing work. You truly do. And sometimes you are just so incredibly open. And then sometimes the resistance just comes into play. And you may not even realize that that is what is happening. You have words that trigger your resistance. And fear is one of those words. It's time for you to clear that energy so that you don't get triggered to resist no matter what is being said. It's so that you no longer take things personally. If someone is talking about you, that doesn't mean you need to take it personally. They're still just sharing their opinion. It's not really about you. We want you to look at things from a higher perspective, to let go of the need to have it right in your face, to kind of step back, see it from a distance. Allow yourself to hear the words without giving them any meaning. They are just words. You truly are the one who creates your life. You know this. You know this in every aspect of your existence. And now you just need to let go of those little triggers. That's what this is all about. Showing you who you really are. Allowing you to have the clarity to see, to create, to know, to understand, to be. Without any of that old clutter getting in your way. So this is another step on your path to your greatness. And you are great right now, already. And your greatness will just increase because that's the way it works. So we encourage you to just let go. Always just let go. You don't need to explain. You don't need to fight. You don't need to justify. Just let go. You don't need to take it personally. Just let go. Just let go. And allow yourself to be in your greatness, to be in your knowing of who you really are, stand in your power, and to create your life. We love you. Always. We love you. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you.
Very interesting. Thank you, as always. Thank both of you, all of you, the multitudes that come forth in this in this vibration. The when this kept coming up, when you paint on fabric and you didn't, and I said, "For thou art with me," the one of the things that you can use to keep, like to actually do a drawing on silk with a liquid liquid paint, is to put a resist there so that you stay within the lines, so that you can do an eye or a finger and be accurate. So you put a resist there in the creation of your art form. That came flowing to me as you were speaking. And then you can paint on the silk and just paint and be free-flowing and so on and so forth. And I'm also, I want to share with you too, I was so excited to tell you that I was going to take a dance class, and it was magnificent. And
wonderful.
In terms of, it was wonderful. When I got there, I arrived in the neighborhood, and it was like, okay. I had a feeling it was this kind of neighborhood, but don't judge a book by its cover, because as soon as I stepped into the environment, it was a transformational energy and beauty around me and abound. And I received a place of great honor and respect as being the eldest goddess there. From being given the seat, a seat I had taken that was someone else's favorite, given to me. Just so many blessings came forth from that. Being asked to be the queen mother to a truly living incarnated diva goddess who was the teacher. Being shown my reflections through my sisters, through my children, and having just come from that, basking in that essence of and that beauty and that experience of possibilities of my future. I just wanted to share that with the two of you, that I had been on that journey. And
wonderful.
I am grateful. And I said they're not there. They weren't there Tuesday. I wanted to to share it with you all freshly Tuesday. So I am being granted more clarity as to who I am. And I took my glasses off again. There's something there. I took my glasses off again. So my vision is clearly opening up more and more. And I look forward to the day when I don't need glasses, when I won't have to see with them. And I will use my first eye even more. I thank you both. My love to you, as always, eternally.
Well, you are welcome. We love you too.
Queen. Yeah, just keep vibrating at that beautiful energy you're vibrating at now. My goodness.
I shall. Well, it's going to transform. I'm here today, but I will be on another level tomorrow and in the next minute. Don't stay where you are. You know, keep on moving. I'm moving on up to the east side.
Yep.
finally found a place in the sky. Yes. Transformation. Elevation. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, and I want to remind callers one more time that if you call in and you have a question or you'd like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we will know that there's something you want to talk to us about. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. But since you've gone through the trouble of calling in, there must have been something on your mind. So feel free to press the number 1. And our next caller is from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel. Good morning. How are you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing great, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm kind of a little tired. I just woke up, so I just saw you were on. I had to give you a call.
Great. Well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting for you today. DC, what do you have for Nathaniel?
Yes. Hello, Nathaniel. I'm kind of jealous. I have my grandson, so I've been up for about 5 hours now.
Oh, boy. Well, that's interesting because, you know, I always have these, you know, most of the time I have these incredible dreams that just are you know, so fun to go to sleep because I get these weird dreams.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting for you that, you know, this is really your time to let go of what no longer serves you, because especially now you don't need anything that's really heavy holding you down, holding you back. Okay? I know the last time I connected with you, I believe I, you know, said about getting outside, connecting with nature and things. I don't know if you've done that, okay? Because I'm getting, you know, that's something that's going to really help you, okay? And this is
okay.
A time as well to release and to surrender, okay? And when you get outside, you connect with the beautiful Mother Nature. And, you know, if there's any negativity there, you just feel like it's all absorbed, like, into Mother Earth, and you feel so much better, okay?
Yeah.
So we have beautiful angels with you, and I'm also getting financially, like, things are looking up for you, Nathaniel, okay? You may get some, you know, a little bit of unexpected money you didn't plan on, is what the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, there might be some changes in regard to your work as well. But things are moving, like, in a good direction. Okay.
Will I still be working for the same company, or do you think I'll probably see? Because
I feel like there might be a little bit something, like, with the company, you know? Like, I sort of feel like you're moving up a little bit, you know?
Well, yeah, because there's other positions. They could offer me, you know, I'm just working 19 hours. And, I've been filling in so much more, but I have other unemployment money to collect. So I think I'm going to have to pay back some money to EDD. But, you know, I could get more of a nicer post, you know, because they kind of send me here. And I worked this other post that was very violent the other day, and I worked it. It's supposedly that, you know, the security guards aren't supposed to question the drug dealers because they pull guns on the security guards.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little dangerous. But, I've got a great health plan now. I'm on Kaiser. And since I make less than $43,000, I guess the co-pays are waived, I think. So I've been really good news, and tomorrow I go off to a sleep apnea place, so they're going to try to give me a sleep test and stuff, so that's really good news.
Good. No, that sounds really, really good.
So they could
try to get outside,
more, but,
connect with nature,
yeah.
Nathaniel. It's really going to help you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting quartz, a piece of quartz. Do you have any, like, quartz stones?
Yeah, so that's the purple. Let's see, is that the purple stones?
Well, quartz in itself has no color. It's clear, but there's like all different quartzes, and I'm actually getting like it's called rutilated quartz. It has like a little bit of smokiness to it, a little bit of like golden, you know.
Yeah, I have some. I have quite a few quartz crystals. It's been kind of so long. I guess the other ones are amethyst. I was thinking of so.
Right. Yeah, the amethyst. Yeah, but the quartz one that, like, this one, like you said, is rutilated quartz, and it's sort of, like, smoky or golden and has, like, lines going through it. It helps you with your physical, spiritual, and emotional connection. It helps you to concentrate a little bit more. It helps to bring clarity to you, to really help you on your life's path. Okay?
Yeah.
And this one sort of, like, it's almost like a golden in color, and it has, like, lines going through it that are almost like a red or orange. And it just helps you with so much, to help with the negative energy, to help to release things emotionally, you know, to help with your energy. So it's a good one if you're, you know, thinking ever of getting another quartz. That would be one to consider, you know?
Okay. I have a big double-sided one that I've had for a few years, and it's just kind of been sitting around here. So I'll take that and carry that around with me now.
Yeah, that'll help you, Nathaniel. Have you been getting outside at all?
You know,
and just like nature.
A few days off. I think I've only worked. The last time I worked was Sunday, but I went to the doctor on Monday and I got a tetanus shot. And I think I worked Monday or Tuesday night at that really dangerous post because they called me in and they called me into work the night before last, but it was graveyard. I get the call. You know, I didn't even hear the phone call, so I never answered it. And I worked at graveyard night last week. It was like 14 hours. It really took a lot into me. You know, I was falling asleep.
Well, when you have time, like, please try to get out in nature because I'm getting that you're going to get, like, and you're guided to move in a new direction. And as you're going forward, you're asked to hand over anything that is a fear, anything that is of worry, you know, in regarding to going forward. But this is going to be something that's going to be really beautiful, and you've got to trust that it will. And there's going to be angels walking with you into really a brighter, like a brighter new future, something that resonates with you more, okay?
Super.
And with that being said, the angels are going to be with you to help you to renew your sense of purpose. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You do need a little bit of healing so that you'll be ready for all this good stuff, okay?
Yeah, it's been a little cooler here, so it'll be nicer to go outside because it's been about 100 degrees. So, was going to stop by yesterday instead, but it was so hot. Today it'll be a lot better.
All right, well, hold on for 1 second. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Nathaniel. It was so wonderful talking with you.
Hey, thank you, DC.
Okay, Nathaniel, we're going to do some of those dear innate statements, so repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to my own life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to my own life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to my own gift.
What was that last part?
Dear innate, I release the resistance to my own gifts.
Oh, dear innate, I release the resistance to my own gifts.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to moving forward.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to moving forward.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to living in my music.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to living in my music.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I am no longer who I used to be.
Dear innate, I'm no longer who I used to be.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I release my expectations.
urinate, I release my expectations.
Urinate, I let it all go.
Urinate, I let it all flow.
Urinate, this is my life.
Urinate, this is my life.
Urinate, I am creating a wonderful life for me.
Urinate, I'm creating a wonderful life for me.
Urinate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Urinate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Urinate, I release all resistance.
Urinate, I release all resistance.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
A lot better, more connected.
Good, wonderful. All right. Keep letting go of the resistance and moving into who you really are.
Hey, great. I'll do that again when I get outside again. Because I've been just doing a lot of urinate on my own now. So I just like go out
good.
And say urinate. I'm going to have a great day, you know, and I just start
well,
making
wonderful.
Things up. So thank
well,
you
great.
Both so very much. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks
oh,
for
you
calling.
It's okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have come to the end of another wonderful show.
Yes, it truly was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. And now I'm going to get out in the sunshine with Jackson and play with my inner child.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, enjoy
yourself. Thank you, Barbara. Have a great day, everyone.
Yes, definitely. And we will be back on Sunday evening. So talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.